Sometimes I have to remind myself to breathe. I mean, I know that this is not true, that this is something that my body simply knows how to do without a reminder. But these past 15 months feel like I have been holding my breath, and sometimes I forget to breathe. I mean this quite literally. Early on in the pandemic, before masks were ubiquitous and I was sterilizing my groceries, sometimes I would have a panic attack in Safeway. And I realized it was because I was holding my breath every time I came near someone in the aisle. I still find myself doing this sometimes. I mean this figuratively as well. I feel like I've been holding my breath in fear, waiting for myself or someone I love to contract COVID and lose their breath. I hold my breath every time I get an email in my inbox updating me on the number of COVID numbers in our state, or a news alert telling me about COVID in India or somewhere else in the country where it still is ravaging around the world. And I realize that if I have been holding my breath for 15 months, there are people in this country and in our community who have been holding their breath for years, decades, centuries. When George Floyd died exactly 1 year ago on Tuesday, he cried out for breath just like Eric Garner before him and countless and unknown Black, Native, Asian, and Latino men and women who have suffocated under the weight of white supremacy and racist violence for centuries in this country. And I realize that if I have been holding my breath for 15 months, creation has been suffering and holding its breath for much, much longer. During the massive wildfires last summer, when our skies filled with ash and smoke and we sealed our windows and doors with masking tape to keep out the air so our breathing would stay easy, it felt as if creation herself were holding her breath as she endured one more climate crisis. Breath is the very essence of life. The first thing we do when we are born into this world is to take a sharp breath in and then cry out as if proclaiming, "We are here, we are alive." And breath, God's breath, is one way we describe, we imagine the Holy Spirit. God's breath, Ruach in the Hebrew Bible, breathes life into creation from the beginning of time. Creation inhales like a baby taking its first breath and comes squalling into existence. In today's letter to the Romans, Paul uses this metaphor of birth and talks about creation groaning in labor pains and ourselves growing along with it, waiting for, hoping for the fullness of life that is the new creation in Christ that God has promised us. A time, perhaps, when we can all breathe deeply and all breathe easy because we are breathing so fully in sync with God's breath, the breath that which will never cease. But it feels as if, like Paul in that community of believers over 2,000 years ago to whom he wrote, that we are still waiting. That we and creation are still in the throes of a laboring, waiting in hope, waiting in faith for the fullness of God's new creation to fill the world. And that waiting is hard, and that waiting feels painful. And so we hold our breath. And yet, what Paul tells us and what the Gospel of John tells us and the story of Acts tells us is that we are not waiting alone. We wait together in community, and we wait with God and the Holy Spirit, which is present in the world now, offering us opportunities to breathe in the love and dream that God has for the world and continue to participate in its realization. And what a dream that is. The story from Acts is a pretty extraordinary one. We get this image of the disciples gathered together, possibly in fear, certainly in confusion, trying to figure out what is next. Their leader, their teacher, their friend Jesus has ascended into heaven, and now they're trying to figure out how they exist as a community without his presence amongst them. And so in that room, in that period of confusion, of loss, of grief, God's Holy Spirit, hot and strong, swirls into the room and lands on each of them, and they break out of that room and they begin to testify to the people of Jerusalem who have gathered for the festival of Pentecost. And miraculously, they testify in the language that each of them understands. God does not take away the difference in that moment, but celebrates it, breathes God's very essence and spirit into that difference, and through that difference, a new kind of community is born. Peter comes out and preaches this extraordinary sermon about the gospel of Joel and says, the Spirit is poured out on all flesh in all its beautiful differences, man and woman, social location, age, these differences, not that they no longer matter, but in fact, they matter so much that we come together through our difference. We are brought together in our difference, not pulled apart because of it. And it is a beautiful vision, and one that we wait for in hope. And Paul reminds us to wait in hope and wait patiently. And the wonderful thing about Pentecost is that we remember that even if we've been holding our breath in anxiety or pain or grief or in our waiting, God has not. The Holy Spirit keeps breathing life into the world in amazing ways. The pandemic slowed down our world in the beginning, and for a while at least, the skies cleared and we could catch a glimpse of what it might mean for us to care for each other and for creation in a more compassionate and life-giving way. Since the death of George Floyd, so many yelled no more, and protest and conversation and learning and growth began to blow across this country and through our own little church. We have had such good and hard conversations in Sacred Ground and Coffee Hour about the history of this country and the experience of racism in our community and in our city. And the Holy Spirit has been there with us, keeping us in conversation, keeping us breathing together. And this full of Holy Spirit has helped us imagine what it is like to be a community that does not always share the same airspace. We have seen the ways technology can connect us with members who live across the country and across the world, connects us to people for whom coming into church can be a hard thing indeed. I wonder how else we might breathe with the Holy Spirit. Be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Conspire with the Holy Spirit. As we enter into this new time, this time after the pandemic, this new time of regathering as community, I wonder how the Holy Spirit might be blowing in our midst. As we try to live more fully into that vision from Acts, breathe out the pain and fear and inhale the holy, disruptive, and life-giving breath of God. In the end, that is what we celebrate on this festival of Pentecost, that a bunch of disparate, lost followers of Jesus came together and breathed the Holy Spirit and were sent out to create a new kind of community. Our church is the legacy of that, and we are called to keep on with that tradition. God keeps breathing life and hope into the world, and we just have to remember to breathe.